You are listening to Soul Podcast. Listen, learn and get entertained.
Hello guys, Assalamualaikum. Hope you all are doing great by the grace of Almighty Allah. Today, we are going to know that what if Titans were real? The Japanese manga series Attack on Titan has captivated our imaginations and greatest fears. For those of you who are new to the show, well, it involves terrifying humanoid giants with an unstable appetite for humans. Be aware of potential spoilers and nightmares to come. So, if Titans were real and suddenly appeared around the world, could we survive? Or would we all be breakfast? What is our greatest defense against Titans? What kind of technology could we use against them? And how could we take down the colossal Titan? The acclaimed series Attack on Titan is set 2,000 years in the future. The focus is of the last civilization of humans who live in a city barricaded by 350-meter walls. The citizens of this protected city lived in peace for a whole century. Then one fateful day, a colossal titan breached the wall. They opened a pathway for all short of creepy smaller titans. These man-eating giants range in size and shape from 4 to 17 meters, but the colossal titan is much, much taller at the towering 60 meters, and they all seem to be nudists. For whatever reason, would somebody get these guys a nice sweet suit or something? Unfortunately, these aren't friendly giants by any means. It seems that their sole purpose is to gorge on a buffet of humans. So what sort of tech would we use to defend ourselves? In the show, the national military uses omnidirectional mobility gear, grappling hooks used to swing around quickly, and scale great heights to deal deadly blows to the titans. Look like fun to me. While automated grappling hooks might work well in the show, we would likely have to attack and maneuver around the titans by the other means. Helicopters, drone, or even wingsuits come to mind. But why is that essential to attack from the air? Well, titans are strong, fast, and some of them can even regenerate when wounded. But they do have one weakness, the nape of their necks. The trick is getting up there, but couldn't we just nuke them all and be done with? Whoa, no! Don't press the red button just yet. Nuking them might do more damage than good. We had have to deal with the toxic radioactive fallout and would have to spend a year rebuilding communities. We might have a better shot taking them down by aiming there at their necks from after with a sniper rifle. But with some titans moving at an incredible speeds, this could be pretty difficult. Having the foresight to evacuate it before a disaster is usually your best bet at survive. For most school children in the US, following the protocols for an active shooter could save lives. This involves hiding, locking and or barricading the doors, silencing phones and staying low and quiet. While this might work in the short term, titans are known to smash through buildings with ease, so you might want to increase your home insurance premiums ahead of time. If you live in the city, you should try to head deep underground. You could take refuge in a subway station like Washington Heights, which lies 55 meters below New York. Or if you have got $15 million lying around, maybe you could buy a subterranean bunker. Like this one is Kansas. It is 15 stories deep and can hold 75 people for a maximum of 5 years. If all else fails, we could call for an aerial attack from the military using drones or fighter jets. But just when you think we have got them, suddenly a colossal titan appears. These titans are much larger and release explosive energy and heat when they form, destroying and killing anything within the balance radius. And to top it off, they emit steam as hot as lava at around 602 degrees Celsius. So you will need to protect your suit if you are getting close to this. These colossal titans are also known as titan shifters. They are humans that have transformed into ugly, steamy, muscly giants. The only way to kill the breed of titan is to pull the human host off their necks, which is easier said than done. If we can't take them all down from the air or with sniper, we could try to block the sun temporarily. Titans get all their energy from sunlight. This could kill two birds with one stone and slow down global warming too. If this tries them out enough, then maybe we could strap them down with ropes and attack them more effectively.
Thanks for listening to Tussle Podcast. To know more about us, visit our website www.tussle.bangladesh.com. Call or SMS to 0162 00 00994.